Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts.
You should ask me, why not Matt Nagy over Aaron Glenn? I don't know that I have a good answer except gut. And by the way, the Bears aren't a good franchise. He had a little success for a bad franchise with an average to below average quarterback. I don't know why that's not more appealing to me.
You know who he'd remind me of if he got the second chance here?
Hold on, let me see. Hold on. Who? Jim Fossil?
No. Well, you just go based off the visor?
No, I don't know why.
Was Fossil a visor guy? I feel like he was.
I think he was. Yeah.
So far, no one's worn a visor. I got to be honest.
Look at Jim Fossil. He might have been a visor guy.
I think his son definitely wore a visor.
He just got hired again somewhere I saw.
Special Jim did?
Guy. No, his son,
did. No, I know.
You know. Jim's passed away.
Oh, that's
away,
right. Yeah, of course.
Oh, what was I going to say?
Hi, Joe Beningo.
Jeez, that's just, of course I know he passed away. I was on the air with Tiki when he passed away. Tiki got choked up. Come on, don't pull me into that. Come on.
No, I
really do. Great guy. Great guy.
Where the hell was he? Oh, where Nagy would remind me. Foss was a good head coach.
He was.
R.I.P. So Nagy would remind me of, like, Gase. A second-time guy, offensive guy. Like, at the time, I liked the idea of Gase, but a guy who in his first stop didn't really project, you know, confidence.
Breaking news. Jim Fossil does wear a visor. There
we
you
got
go.
It right. We got it right. He's also no
he
longer
does that, he doesn't still wear it.
No, I said that wrong.
He did when he wore it, right?
He did. So
I got
pictures
of the visor. I thought so.
We got
and, you
that.
Know, he's
good
a good-looking guy, Jim. Jim can rock the visor.
There you have it. The call of the day. Boy. Correctly calling that Jim Fossil was a visor guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually got a text this morning, BT, a little bit of a dilemma. I got offered Rangers tickets to the game tonight from my buddy Doug Safchak. He's got season tickets. He's like, hey, can't use them tonight. Want to go. And I'm like,
good seats?
I have, yes, very good seats. Yeah. Center ice, first row or second row of the second level. So I love going to the games. I haven't been to a Ranger game at the Garden yet this year. And I'm like, I want to go. But I already committed tomorrow to go to the Garden for St. John's. Hoff and I are going to go. Sit on the court, you know, St. John's against Xavier. I couldn't justify, like, was I right for turning that down? I couldn't. You know, I'm going to tell my wife, hey, sorry, I got work late at SNY Thursday. I already committed to St. John's Wednesday. I'm supposed to be home tonight at 7:30, maybe watch a movie or something. You know what I mean?
Watched a movie last night. So
yeah,
I was sitting there watching Wicked
with his
wife.
Oh, what do you think?
It's
I'm watching the national championship? I'd rather go Wicked. Dude, it was great.
You liked it?
I loved it.
Yeah.
You love Grease. What, you're above musicals?
No, that's a different kind of musical.
Well, musical's a musical. How's that different kind?
Annie's a musical. I don't love Annie.
I don't mind Annie.
I mean,
Annie.
The chorus line's a musical. I don't love a chorus line. Grease is different. Grease is cool.
What's the one musical, Hoff? Maybe you could look this up.
Go ahead.
It was like nominated for Best Picture, I want to say, 8 to 10 years ago. Hugh Jackman was in it. It's a famous one. They were like singing on a boat or something.
Wicked.
No.
On a boat.
Come on, real quick, look up Hugh Jackman musical. It was like this famous play that Les Miserables, maybe?
I actually saw Les Mis on
Broadway. The Greatest Showman.
No, not The Greatest Showman. I think it was Les Mis.
Chicago?
Maybe Hugh
Jackman.
Chicago
was the musical.
Les Miserables, I think, is the movie that I was talking about.
I saw it.
I put it on because it was like supposed to be nominated.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get through 5 minutes.
Yeah, some of that stuff. It was cool on Broadway, the movie, not having it.
Wicked. Did you see Wicked on Broadway?
No. My mom did. I'm pretty sure Jen and I think Jen did too.
Jen wouldn't be into that?
She would be.
It was one of the first dates I took my wife to in the city. And I was going to see living single in the city.
I love, like, Moana's not a musical, but Moana's got great music. Yeah. Frozen 2, not a musical per se, but it's got great music. I don't know, the appeal, plus some of the promotional interviews with Ariana Grande, they were holding hands for it's getting weird, man. Yeah. I just didn't strike me as something I want to see.
What'd she do in the interview?
I don't know. They were just, I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't see any of that.
Nothing that interests me.
I just remember loving the play. I love The Wizard of Oz.
Is it exactly like The Wizard of Oz?
Well, it's kind of the prequel.
So it's the prequel. Okay.
Yeah, dude, it's honestly like...
I like The Wizard of Oz. Yeah. And I'd watch it with the kids, but...
I honestly think, now here's where you're going to get completely turned off. It's 2 hours and 40 minutes.
I heard that.
I mean, that's a long...
Well, because my wife took my daughter and a few of her friends to go see Wicked in the movies.
Right.
And I'm like, how was it? She's like, it was long.
Yeah.
You know.
Jen didn't like the movie?
She said it was long.
Okay.
That was her reaction. It was long.
My reaction and my wife and her cousin who's over.
Yeah.
We all... It did not feel like 240.
So I watched with two women last night. Very, just like the Golden Girls. How's that?
I'm trying to build up equity. Remember, I had my friends over this weekend.
Well, hold on. That's what I was getting back to. So
this was payback time.
No, you can't go to the Rangers game tonight, you crazy person, because on Saturday you were at Rails sucking down steaks and drinks.
I know.
On Sunday you were sucking down Surfsides watching football with your boys who were here all weekend.
Right.
Oh, yeah, by the way, before you went to Rails on Saturday night, you were at the Devil's game with Hoff and two of your buddies having some drinks and eating at 12:30, 1 o'clock, puck drop. I mean,
Wednesday,
what are you going to go out every night? Maybe we'll be single.
Wednesday, we got the Johnnies. Wednesday, we got the Johnnies. I couldn't do it.
You did the right thing.
But it pains me.
And I have to say...
Thank you, Dougie, for the offer.
Yeah, it's not a great offer. Yeah. I have to say, and not just because, you know, I've got a connection to St. John's and it's fun... I think because you've been to so many Ranger games, and you've never been to St. John's. Well, you've been to the Big East tournament.
Right, but that's different. I don't think I've
totally
ever been
different.
To a home game for the Johnnies at the Garden ever.
They're already at 14,000 tickets on a Wednesday night against Xavier, you know, which is a non-rival, so to speak. But Xavier's coming off a nice win. They beat Marquette. St. John's is ranked. They're number 20 in the AP. Came out yesterday. I said that on the air. They won 11 of 12. I mean, Patino's got these guys humming. The Garden is going to pop tomorrow night. You're going to have a blast.
All kidding,
and you're on the court.
Yeah, I'm really...
You're sitting courtside.
I'm really looking forward
Thanks
to it.
Me, Hoff
and
course.
I. Yeah, no, I got
And my
got
boy, Matty A.
No, we appreciate it. Thanks, Matt. Thanks, PT. Looking forward to it. Can't wait to talk about it on Thursday.
Be fun.
All right, let's finish
don't
up on... Wow, we better not do that. Patino better bring it. Hey, you know what? You're saying don't jinx it.
Yeah.
They better perform. They got us in the house now. Now I got my eyes on it.
Oh.
Now I got my eyes on it.
I'm sure Rick with like 13,000 Final Four appearances is worried about Sal critiquing his program. Which is up to the best start since, you know, 1986 on the air. I'm sure he's worried about that.
I'm not watching scoreboards against Georgetown, Rick. We're going to be in the house on the floor firsthand.
I'll tell them. I'll text them.
Put on a show. Let's finish up on the phones. Talking Aaron Glenn, the theme of the day. Zach is on Long Island. What's up, Zach?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Big fan of the show. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, buddy. Thank you.
Well, I'm a lifelong Jets fan, and I agree with you, Sal, that I don't think hiring a defensive coordinator for the first time is going to be the great idea. I feel like it's the same thing that happened with Rob Sala. I don't think it's great. But the problem I'm having is, and I think a lot of other Jets fans, is everyone keeps asking me who we should hire, and I don't know. I don't have an answer for them. Well, BC, I know you wanted Vrabel. That was my choice as well. Sal, I know you want Pete Carroll. But right now, who do you guys think they should hire? I mean, they keep hiring coaches left and right.
Or McCarthy. It's a great point, Zach, and thank you for the call. I remember, BT, that's why, not that I had an epiphany, but when we were going through it, even like off the air, just thinking like, man, why don't I love Vrabel? Or why don't I love this guy or that guy?
Yeah.
It's because you can poke holes in almost every single candidate. The reason why I went with Carroll is because the only hole you could poke in his resume, so to speak, is his age.
Mm-hmm.
That was pre-McCarthy. Mike McCarthy's available. You could poke holes in him too, sure, but to me, when you talk about a coach that's been established, that's currently in it, that has built, you know, won a Super Bowl with the Packers and Aaron Rodgers, who happens to be the quarterback currently for the Jets.
Also lost a lot of home playoff games. Would have mattered. That's a big stain on the resume.
Understood. But he did win a Super Bowl. And he did a good job with Dallas, maybe even more so impressive this year with Cooper Rush.
12 wins a couple times.
Yeah. And Cooper Rush this year not folding. Like, there's just, it depends on what your criteria is or what you want, what you value in a head coach. Obviously, we're not interviewing these guys. I wanted experience.
Well, to me, this is where you just continue to undersell Mike Vrabel. Like, Mike Vrabel is young. Mike Vrabel has a voice of authority. Like, he's just kind of an old school ass kicker. That's something that you and I both think this. We all know the Jets. This Jets team needs that. He has won a lot of games, including playoff games with Ryan Tannehill. I think he's as close to perfect. He's already won championships as a player. He's from Belichick's tree, which is not nearly as good as some people think. I always thought Vrabel was a rock star, guaranteed, as close as you could get home run hire.
And as I said earlier, if that's your case, and you're probably not alone with Jet fans, I think Aaron Glenn's not a bad consolation for that because he fits a lot of those things.
Yeah.
Minus the experience, he's got the potential to be what Vrabel was when he got hired in Tennessee.
AG in the house. One of our own will bring us back.
Don't let him leave.
One of our own will bring us back.
We'll continue the conversation tomorrow. React to whatever news there is. Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Hop. Thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Back at it tomorrow, 10 a.m. Evan and Tiki live from the Barclays Center ahead of the Knicks.
Oh, Knicks by 37. Let's go.
Let's see. I know they're getting healthier, the Knicks. Town's supposed to play. We'll react to that tomorrow as well. All right. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne shredded, sliced, or chunk cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.